Good morning. A chilly west-northwest wind flow persists this morning across interior New York and New England with mostly cloudy skies, especially downwind of Lake Ontario, where we're seeing a few flurries and scattered snow showers. An impulse diving through the Great Lakes and rotating through the Northeast will keep skies mostly cloudy today. And with that westerly breeze drawing in moisture off the lakes, we run the risk at a few passing flurries and some sprinkles, rain showers, or even some snow showers, especially across the higher terrain today. And parts of the Adirondacks and Green Mountains could get a little light dust and some more of the persistent snow showers that do pop up. But the metro area should remain relatively dry and without any accumulating snow as temperatures climb into the upper 30s and lower 40s for daytime highs. A partly cloudy cold night tonight with lows back down into the lower 20s, and a chilly Wednesday as high pressure takes over will return to mostly sunny skies, but highs will only be in the lower to middle 30s. The weather will be quiet for the remainder of the week, and as the jet stream lifts back to the north, temperatures will moderate. And with a mix of sun and clouds, we'll see highs into the lower to mid 40s on Thursday and lower to mid 50s on Friday. It'll stay in the 50s to start the weekend and dry on Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds before at least a chance of a few showers show up on Sunday, but highs remain in the 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Iota, which made landfall along the coast of Nicaragua shortly before midnight last night as a catastrophic Category 4 hurricane with 155 mile per hour winds and gusts to 190 miles per hour. Iota is weakening now that it is over land, but winds are still 105 miles per hour, and with an incredible amount of rain occurring, life-threatening flash floods and mudslides will continue. Iota made landfall within about 15 miles of the same location that Eta hit as a Category 4 just 2 weeks ago. Meanwhile, an active weather pattern over the Northeast Pacific and Northwestern United States will keep those areas unsettled over the next couple of days. Precipitation is likely for the Northwest, portions of California, the Great Basin, and Northern Rockies through Thursday. As a moisture plume moves in today, moderate to locally heavy rain is expected over parts of the Pacific Northwest into the northern half of California, and isolated instances of flooding cannot be ruled out. The highest elevations should see snow. Then, snow levels should lower tomorrow behind a cold front passing through. Snow amounts through Thursday morning are likely to be over a foot in the Cascades, the Sierra Nevada, and Northern Rockies. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility with light snow showers and freezing fog, 12 degrees with a west wind at 61 gusting to 70 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 8 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 31 degrees, the dew point 24, 76% relative humidity, a south wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.90 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 97 degrees at Santee, California, to a low of 3 at Cotton, Minnesota, and Lakeview, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with a shower possible in the mid-40s, Boston partly sunny and breezy in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered rain and snow showers and highs in the upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 47 degrees, the low 36, the average temperature 42, that's 2 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 1.15 inches for the month and 30.82 inches for the year, which is 4.05 inches of precipitation below normal. No snowfall yesterday, just a trace for the month, but 1.2 inches for the season, which is 1/10 of an inch above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 47 degrees, the average low, 31. The record high, 73, set in 1928, and the record low 7 in 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 6:50 a.m., sunset this evening 4:30 p.m., 9 hours and 40 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few rain or snow showers today and highs in the 30s. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and breezy with a passing rain shower possible today and highs in the mid-40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with rain and snow showers today and highs in the upper 30s. More snow showers tonight in the upper teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a passing rain or snow shower today and highs in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a passing rain or snow shower today and highs in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, lower to mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-40s on Thursday. Partly sunny on Friday in the lower to mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 50s Saturday. And a chance of showers Sunday and Monday. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with highs in the lower to mid-50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.